Obviously, miscellaneous staff report. I know we've heard from, probably are all done for the day. And Christina. And Tim.
Dale.
I just wanted to make a quick comment about some of today's board items required a lot of time and energy by staff to put that together. I feel like the onus is on staff and the responsibility is on staff to provide the board with information and a good process to follow in making these types of decisions. Obviously, they're not easy decisions for anyone involved, and it's not even easy for us to pull the info together. So, I wanted to thank all staff involved with this because it's been a tremendous amount of time and energy spent.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to thank.
I agree.
Here, here.
Yep. I would also add that, you should be applauded for your remarkably thick skin.
Yeah.
It comes with the territory, unfortunately, but there were a lot of personal.
Shoot the messenger.
A lot of ad hominem comments today that were uncalled for.
And it wasn't on Tinder, it was LinkedIn. Yeah.
That's right, I thought it was Tinder.
He did say Tinder.
I was going to say, what's that guy doing on Tinder?
I know. Yeah.
We'll talk about it later.
I also want to recognize Christina, compliance business analyst. Going through the last couple of months, she came on board, jumped right in. Both of you really helped out with putting the data together, doing a lot of the compiling and analysis. We're at work to have that. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Good move on your part not to have your name on the report.
Can I ask a quick question?
You could have been included in the minutes.
I think it's relevant to ask this still while we're in session, so that it's on the record. So this all of this material and information and what we heard today came out of a project that we implemented a few years ago. We started it a few years ago. And the project was to take a look at pension spiking and how does it occur and where is it occurring. So I wonder now going forward, have we put things in place mechanically to start to identify these potential spiking cases as they come through retirement?
So I will say that we have put things into place, and that's actually one thing. Tim Hoppe's going to be coming back and providing the board some education on that so that they can understand what we're doing going forward.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the issue I had again with Mr. Andrews, is that he retired after January 1st, 2013, when that policy was put in place to actually review these applicants, right?
It was just before. It was December 2014.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
December 2014.
When was the policy put in place? I mean, and if I'm recalling correctly, I thought it was to go effective, become effective January 1st, 2013. Am I recalling it wrong, or?
Well,
I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I recall there's being a stay order on that.
Oh, was it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but Harvey, I'll let you.
That auditing right came into effect with PEPRA. So under PEPRA, we were given new auditing rights and the right to assess the plan sponsors for the cost of doing that kind of auditing. And that started January 1 of 13. And, I will comment that when I hear from Raleigh's report that he repeatedly asked the county and those departments for information and was blown off, essentially. That we have the right now to go to those departments and get what we need to make sure that we're not overpaying benefits or that we're paying benefits correctly. And the cost of doing that can be directly assessed against the employer. And I think we need to put some teeth into that process. This is one of the very few counties that has a compliance officer. A dedicated compliance officer, so we should take advantage of what Gail has built into the staffing of this department as a talent and a value, and we should do that. Should not have a situation where the employer doesn't get back to us on their practices. So
I think I remember the first case we did, it might have been prior to you, but it was a sergeant that got promoted to lieutenant, so that was a raise, had their 15-year longevity pay, or something else, and they still had terminal pay. And then this might have been prior, you also came up with this big boost, well, everything was rationalized and justified. So I know, I'm thinking of the employer, you're going only to the ones that really look bad. In other words, you're not going to just blanket charge a bunch of money out, a bunch of stuff. So I think that's a good, something I'd like to see, that I know you're going to use your discretion in legal care. That one, again, I think might have been before you were here, that was like a really bad case.
I think with the infrastructure, if I may, with the formation of the audit board, audit topics,
emails that are
brought forward, initial observations can be made about, employer activity as far as what they're reporting through our front end. And then from that direction, from that forum, the audit committee can take a little bit deeper step into some of the things that we may be observing through our reporting process. And then, audit objectives can be established through that forum and then brought back to the greater full board, if there are items that need to be looked at. But the audit process, as you recall, have done some employer audits already. There's a couple that we are building on later in the month. And to Harvey's point, we want to be looking at things a little bit closer, make sure we've got good reporting and we can more actively and earlier when there is either an observation or a disconnect of the employer's elements.
As the person who sort of started this whole thing rolling with this, by the way, I happened to see something in data I got from, and that's how the whole hazmat thing erupted, contrary to what was suggested here today. I'm trying to understand, and I understand the reasoning of the board, because we can plug, I think there's a lot of ambiguity, and I think there might be that there was a real problem with lack of clarity to management. That said, going forward, I'm curious, what steps or how do you, going forward, if hazmat hasn't, management hasn't cleaned up its act so that there's clarity here, so that, this was a mutually, this benefited everybody but the people who ultimately have to pay the UAAL. My question to you is, what are you going to tell the county when the next case from hazmat comes through because they haven't changed their policies or they haven't cleaned this up?
Can I?
Yeah, I think that was true.
Yeah, I would actually take that, but that's a question really for the county as to what they're doing. But I think we have an obligation here to also ask, I won't say still because I don't think anybody really established any evidence that our counselors were telling people to do what we saw in these packets.
That brochure, though.
We weren't instructing them on how to do this, okay?
Yeah.
What we're instructing in that brochure is here's how to maximize your pension, right? And so my question to Gail is, what are we going to do with staff now going forward? Are we going to train them differently in how they coach retirees, or are we going to continue to issue material to them to explain to them how they can maximize their pension in the last year?
Well, I will say that our current practice is not to counsel members on how to code their time, how to do their employment practices, any of that. That's not, and I think that years ago, it was somewhat commonplace, not just with Contra Costa, but other plans, that folks were like, oh, if you retire in the state, you make sure you get your COLA. That type of counseling, from what I'm aware, did probably occur. nowadays, we're not doing as much, you know, we're not doing the coaching or any of that kind of thing. You know, our current practice is not to tell them, hey, if you, you know, this is your best date to retire. You know, there's not that kind of conversation going on. And Tim Hoppe can talk a little bit more about this.
Yeah, I mean, in the counseling sessions or the group counseling presentations that I've sat, you know, that I've sat through and the presentation, it really reinforces the three factors on what determines someone's retirement benefit. It does not get into enhancing one's compensation. It really drills into the specific factors that it's age, it's your salary, it's the factor, and your years of service. And then we also do mention, you know, the base salary, and then there could be other eligible compensation, you know, longevity, things like that.
But if someone asks the question in your session and says, hey, I'm a hazmat guy, and I have the opportunity to sign up for all this overtime or this on-call time in the last year, and I can potentially, you know, boost my pension with that. What's your answer? What is our answer to them?
They know that we have a test that we go through and we process on what is eligible compensation, even sitting down now with individuals, and we prepare estimates for them. We will look at the estimates two different ways, with and without on-call.
Under Flynn, right, yeah.
I spelled that out for you. Normally, the comment you normally see come up is someone has been with the county and say for a number of years, a whole lot of years, and they see the number and their comment is basically back to the counselor, this isn't good enough. Mm-hmm. And the counselor usually comes back with, these are the three factors that the retirement is based upon.
So with that answer, I would have to ask my colleagues on this board, we're doing the test, but nothing's really going to happen. We're not going to prevent people from doing this end of year boost.
So I just want to point out, we're kind of in staff, consultant, trustee comments section. I had indicated that, you know, we're going to come back to the board and show them what we're currently doing to review these types of things.
We'll take it up at another meeting.
And at that time, there can be a discussion on if the board wants to do additional steps, if we want to, you know, we can have a further conversation on that, but it's not currently agendized.
My only question, and I think it got lost in here, my only question was, if a year from now, another hazmat worker comes through who has done exactly what Andrews did or whatever one of these guys did. Are you sending any word to the county, we're not going to keep doing this, or are you going to keep doing this?
Good point.
I just put it out there.
Good question. Harvey?
We don't usually respond to press or public comments and stuff, but I will remind the board that there is an outstanding judgment and writ that sets forth what is not pensionable on-call pay that's presently on appeal. But right now, for people who retire after that writ went back into effect, which was July of 2014, unless the on-call pay was worked by everybody in the same grade or class, and was mandatory and required by the employer, it does not count in final compensation calculations. So we are implementing a change. The next person to come down the pipe, retiring now out of hazmat with the same chart, will not have any of that included.
Okay.
I guess that answers my question. That answers the question. Okay. Recognizing it's been a long day, I think we're at outside professional report, Harvey.
I don't dare say a thing.
And trustees' reports.
Quick comment, I went to Caliper's Roundtable. It was a great turnout. They had 28 people there in San Jose.
Okay.
And,
that's good.
Yeah, it was great.
That's high. That's the highest it's
been. I mean, it was packed, the room. Paul Angelo gave a discussion. Ashley Dunning went over some updated legislative stuff. And the CIO from Sonoma County did an introduction to futures and options, which was pretty good. So, but it was real well attended. I mean, I had mostly ever seen at a round table.
We had 3-1.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Deborah. So Gabe and I attended the NCPERS legislative conference in Washington, D.C. And interesting conference, one day of legislative update, the second day of Capitol Hill. Of what?
Second day was demonstrations, right?
Yeah. No, actually, believe it or not, I didn't see any. Did you?
They were on Sunday, they were.
Okay. I was. Yeah. Monday and Tuesday, I saw no demonstrations. And a good time on Capitol Hill. We met with our own Congressman DeSaulnier and some others. And did you want to add anything?
I went to the Senate Finance Committee. It was fascinating. I actually walked right by Ted Cruz. He was coming out of the Senate Judiciary Committee meeting for Attorney General Sessions. But it was just fascinating. It was a good group turned out, and they learned a lot about how the Senate thinks. We were supposed to meet with the House and Waste Committee, but they got changed from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. That was there until 4. I just gave up. But I think they had a lot going on, obviously. But it was good. It was a really good learning experience.
I have something. Just a couple.
Are you going to start reading?
Just a minute.
I'm out of here.
Turn that off.
Go ahead. Wing it.
I did notice something in the last couple of weeks, which I thought was interesting. I know that we, Rodeo Hercules, came to us and asked for us to put the UAAL in a dollar value for them, and we have that in our actuarial reports. but CalPERS is actually doing that now for all, it looks like, all their employer groups. So they changed that, I think, just recently, if I'm not mistaken. I found it on their website, where they're applying that to all employers, where they're going to do a flat UAAL per year, per month, as opposed to including in percentage of payroll. So I thought that was interesting.
I think it's being
payroll is disappearing. You really don't have a choice.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an observation, like you're reading off that list. There's a couple times we're like laughing, but little comments like making fun of that, but I think those people there are really serious, so I don't know. Just something I noticed, probably maybe funny to us, but they were, before we voted, they were pins and needles. So.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Sign adjourn.
If anyone's hungry, there's lunch.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Who made the motion?